Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back to Today's Issues here on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano, and Steve Jordahl joins us for this half hour. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Tim. Ed?
Good morning.
Hey, before we jump into some more news, let me remind you that we've set our dates for our tours in 2020. In case you missed the 2012 tours, we have them again in 2020. We have what we call spiritual heritage tours. These are very popular, and they sell out several months in advance. So I'm telling you now, if you want to make your plans to go with us in June or September, there's two different tours. In Williams, we go to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown. And then after that, we go to Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon. And so you can do both tours back to back with us. Spend 7 days with us if you'd like to, or you can go to one or the other. And we do those in June, and we do those in September. And the great thing is Stephen McDowell of the Providence Foundation, who is a historian, he goes with us on the tour. So he lectures and talks and about the people, the places, the events, and he answers all your questions. And so we love having Stephen on the tours, and Allison, my wife, and I will be there. So we'd love to have you if you want to go with us. And the way to find out about these tours is to go to spiritualheritagetours.com. SpiritualHeritageTours.com for all the information. All right, Steve, what are you leading with today?
Well, let's talk about a brand new foundation or effort to fight the attacks on Christian culture and the Constitution that we're seeing in this country. Two people that we know, I don't know that we have dealings with them officially, but they're well-known people, Jerry Falwell Jr. of Liberty University, and Charlie Kirk, who's head of Turning Point USA, have collaborated in starting the Falkirk Center for Faith and Liberty. And they promised to play offense against efforts by liberals to water down the Judeo-Christian values in the Bible and the Constitution in their bid to build support for big government. They're fighting. This is reaching out mostly to young people. They're using social media aggressively. And they say the plan is to go on offense is similar to how President Trump operates. So look for crazy tweets from Falwell Jr. Not that we haven't seen those yet, but they want to go on the offense and start reclaiming some of these things that in our culture that are going anti-gospel or anti-Christian.
Well, I applaud the effort. We need a lot of that coming from a lot of directions. That's why we started Engage here at American Family Association, was to reach younger generations, because the public school system and the higher education system, colleges and universities, by and large,
and there increasingly.
So many fine public school systems in this country and good colleges, but by and large and increasingly are teaching our young people a
Colin Kaepernick view of the world.
Yeah.
Perfect way of describing it. So we need more and more efforts like what we're doing with this Falkirk Center or whatever.
Falkirk. Falwell.
And other groups are doing the same thing.
You know, we need to have David Barton on to talk about this, because he studied this probably as much as anybody. How the far left got control of higher education and in control of textbook writing. Because that's, you know, a lot of teachers, you know, they're just like us. They're patriotic Americans. But then they get this textbook that they're supposed to teach what they know is, you know, from a far left point of view. And they have, you know, they feel like they're compelled to teach it or they don't have a job.
Well, a lot of people don't know that the textbooks that are chosen in California, Texas, and New York maybe Illinois, but at least California and Texas, I know for decades and decades.
Yeah, they're used.
They're used everywhere else, because if a company is going to publish textbooks for every student in California and Texas, pretty much that textbook is going to find its way to other school systems. So if you're controlling the textbooks to please people in California, you know they're going to be liberal.
And these are high school and middle school textbooks we're talking about.
Right, right.
And one of the ways that we've seen kind of this attack, we recently have been speaking out against what Chick-fil-A has done, where they were standing up for these Christian values. They have recently kind of caved, and we had a petition that we wanted people to sign, Tim, and I understand today's a kind of a marker day in that effort.
Well, when did this story break? About 10 days ago?
It was November 18th. I just remember that because we've done some writing on the subject, and that was a Monday.
What happened, for those who don't know, is the Chick-fil-A company announced that they were redirecting their donations that came from their Chick-fil-A foundation. There's the Chick-fil-A company, and then they have like a lot of companies do, they have a charitable side that gives money to groups that they approve of. And the Chick-fil-A Foundation had been giving money to Christian organizations like the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Well, they announced that they no longer were going to do that, that those two groups had been removed, and they were replacing them with or they no longer were going to support those groups. They were going to support other groups which were LGBTQ
friendly.
All right. And so that kind of stunned a lot of people who had been supporters of Chick-fil-A for the very reason that they were a Christian-oriented company, closed on Sundays, and they supported Christian charities with their foundation money, like the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. So I know I'm explaining the long story, but this is important, the context here. What has happened is that the LGBTQ activist groups, if you're a ministry or a denomination or what, and you believe that homosexuality is a sin because the Bible teaches that, you are, by definition, a hate group, all right? There's no in-between for these people. There isn't. So, follow me here. Chick-fil-A was giving donations to the Salvation Army and to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and they believe that homosexuality is a sin according to the Bible.
And believe that marriage is between
a man and a woman. So, the gay and lesbian activist groups said, hey, Chick-fil-A, you're giving money to hate groups. Therefore, you are a hate sandwich company.
Right.
Huh?
That's exactly right.
That may sound funny, but
Chick-fil-A was banned from two airports in their food court, Buffalo, New York, and San Antonio, Texas, because of this very thing.
Right. So what happened here is, I don't know how else to say this, because I do not in any way want to disparage all the fine people who work for Chick-fil-A, the franchise owners who have nothing to do with this decision. This is a decision by Dan Cathy, the CEO, and a decision by their foundation. They have a gentleman who runs that whose name I can't.
Tim Tassopoulos.
Yeah.
He's the CEO.
They're the ones who made this decision, all right? So, but yet still the Chick-fil-A company had benefited from the support of millions of Christians for several years now because of their commitment to the Christian values. Well, I'm explaining this in a long way because I think people need to understand the context here. Well, Chick-fil-A has caved on this issue. There's no other way to explain it. Ed, am I in any way being unfair?
No, and in fact, the Chick-fil-A in turning away from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and the Salvation Army are going to be giving money to the to Covenant House, an organization that is pro-homosexual, that sponsors the New York City Gay Pride event.
And Chick-fil-A wants this known.
Yes, they also, last week, it was discovered that Chick-fil-A had given money to, now get this, folks, the Southern Poverty Law Center.
I was shocked by that.
That was shocking. This story, I tell you what is happening and will probably continue to happen, is that this story gets worse for Chick-fil-A the longer this goes on, because people are starting to dig in and seeing who they give money to. This Covenant House that I mentioned also has been on camera on at least one occasion, the van, taking a girl to an abortion clinic with the name of the Covenant House
on the side
of the van.
And this is who Chick-fil-A said they're supporting now.
Yes.
They're not going to support the Salvation Army. Instead, they're going to support Covenant House.
That's right. So
this is a conscious decision. So our letter, our petition is to Dan Cathy. He's the son of Truett Cathy. He can clean all this up. It's up to him. It really is up to him. He can clean all this up, and all he needs to do, what he needs to do, he needs to, our letter to him, a petition that we've had at our website, afa.net, has got over 100,000 signatures. All right, that's in a week. But our letter basically to Dan Cathy says what?
Well, we are going to be sending a letter from you to Dan Cathy, and we are asking Dan Cathy to clarify this whole situation by answering two questions, very simple questions. Because the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes have been accused by these homosexual groups as being hate groups because of their Christian biblical beliefs, we are asking Dan Cathy to publicly state that Chick-fil-A and the Chick-fil-A Foundation does not believe that FCA and the Salvation Army are hate groups, and that even though they've made a decision not to give money to them right now, they would have no problem giving to those groups in the future because they're not hate groups. Now, just answer those two questions.
That would be very simple for Dan Cathy to do and clear all this up for the sake of his company.
That letter is going to be overnighted along with the names on this petition to Dan Cathy. It's going to be overnighted, and we will await the clarification that we hope comes.
Yeah, it was interesting because Franklin Graham, who initially came out in support of Dan Cathy and Chick-fil-A on this, has Franklin Graham has walked it back.
Yes.
Do you have that tweet?
I'm looking.
Now Franklin Graham's, and good for Franklin Graham for doing this, because he's realized he was duped by Dan Cathy. That's my word, duped. I don't know that Franklin Graham would say that.
Yeah, he initially, now apparently Franklin Graham and Dan Cathy, again,
are friends,
the president and CEO of Chick-fil-A, son of Truett Cathy, the founder. That Franklin Graham and Dan Cathy are friends. So he called Dan Cathy. Dan Cathy told him.
Told Franklin Graham.
And this is what Franklin Graham tweeted out. I think it was tweet, maybe Facebook as well, last week. He said, or maybe it was the week before because Thanksgiving. He said, Dan Cathy told me that Chick-fil-A, no, we have not changed our Christian values. Franklin Graham, in a sense, advocated people backing off Chick-fil-A because, you know, we're jumping to conclusions. Well, I'm looking for it. I haven't found it. Over the weekend, apparently, Franklin Graham tweeted again and also posted on Facebook that now he's saying that some of the criticism of Chick-fil-A may have some good reason. I'm trying to. We'll find the exact quote.
Steve, see
if you can find it. So it looks as if now that all this information's coming out about Covenant House. And, the fact that the Chick-fil-A Foundation has given even to some pro-abortion groups, the Southern Poverty Law Center, it's not without good reason. Franklin Graham is saying that people are being critical, and he asked Christians to pray for wisdom for the organization.
Yeah, I hope and pray, I do, that Dan Cathy will clear this up today or tomorrow, as soon as possible, because the longer he goes silent on this, the more the criticisms stand.
Yes.
That they caved to the LGBT crowd and the activist crowd I'm talking about. And you know what millions of people, I think, are feeling on this, and Governor Mike Huckabee's talked about this as well. Here is when Dan Cathy got in trouble in 2012 for saying that he believed marriage was between a man and a woman and that was God's plan. And then he was just beat up by the LGBT crowd, right? 2012.
Yes.
And he began to backtrack then, basically saying, well, that was his own view, not the view of Chick-fil-A, the company.
Yeah, and Chick-fil-A immediately withdrew their support for groups like the Family Research Council and for
Heritage Foundation.
My understanding is Walker and Fred had Tony Perkins on Today's Issues on Wednesday.
Right.
Yes.
And Tony Perkins said when they did that, when Chick-fil-A dumped Family Research Council, Tony Perkins put in calls to Dan Cathy for an explanation or to appeal to them and never heard back.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like Dan Cathy's hiding under his desk. Huh? And he's hanging Franklin Graham out to dry on this. That's what it appears to me.
Well,
how else do you read this?
If that's not the case, then I'm sure we will hear from Dan Cathy.
We invite him to come on this program.
We have already invited him.
We never heard back from him.
Never heard back from them.
We invited him two or three times.
And the news team over at One News Now called the media department of Chick-fil-A asking for comments. No reply. So, listen, folks, we've done our due diligence here.
Right.
We have tried to reach out to them before we started running stories and criticizing, but they will not talk to us or anyone else.
They haven't talked to Mike Huckabee either.
Right.
And Mike Huckabee was the one who started the Support Chick-fil-A Day in 2012.
That is correct.
That?
Yes, sir.
So, what I'm saying here, and then you can tell us what Franklin Graham says, there is a genuine sense among millions of people in this country that Chick-fil-A has betrayed them.
I found the tweet.
So did Steve. He found
it
first.
Oh, you got it. Go ahead. Let Steve go.
I'm just saying this is on Chick-fil-A and Dan Cathy to get it straightened out, and he can do that very easily if he really wants to.
Right.
If this is not what it appears to be.
Right.
Go ahead, Steve.
He tweets out. Now, this is
who does?
One. Franklin Graham, this is his Twitter account. It is one of two tweets. I can't find the second one. If you can find two of two, Ed, that would be good. But the first tweet, he says, there has been a lot of concern and criticism regarding Chick-fil-A's charitable giving, and maybe rightly so. For Christians, schools, businesses, or organizations, there's always a danger of drifting to the left. That was his first tweet. There is a second one, but I don't know.
Well, I have the rest of it. Yep. It was posted on Facebook.
When was it posted?
On Saturday. All right, so in addition to what you just said, the danger of drifting to the left, it is my sincere hope that Chick-fil-A will not allow that to happen, with the majority of corporate America caving to the LGBTQ agenda. Chick-fil-A has stood against the tide with people of faith supporting them all the way. What can we do now? I would encourage Christians everywhere to pray for Dan Cathy, his brother Bubba, and the family as they have some important decisions to make. It's their company. They can do what they want. But my prayer is that God will lead and direct them, and they will continue to honor their late father, Truett Cathy's strong stand for biblical values, all to the glory of God. While Chick-fil-A is one of the few restaurants closed on Sunday to honor God, what if we make today Pray for Chick-fil-A Day? Will you join me in praying? That's
good.
From Franklin Graham.
That was Saturday?
That was Saturday. Posted November 30th, right? That was Saturday?
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
So we'll see what happens there, but this is something that Dan Cathy, the CEO of Chick-fil-A, could deal with this head on right now today and get this behind him. You know, they're killing it on their business side.
Right.
I don't know why he did this. This was an unforced error.
I think that when Franklin Graham's talking about companies drifting to the left, what happens, I think, is you start letting people into leadership positions who don't share your worldview.
Good point.
And they continue to push. And Chick-fil-A has had a lot of pushback because they support Fellowship of Christian Athletes and Salvation Army. They try to go into Boston, Boston, the mayor, then Mayor Tom Menino, back in 2012, said, I will do everything I can to keep Chick-fil-A out of Boston. Well, he failed, but I think Chick-fil-A has wanted corporately to go into some of these more liberal cities, to go into Canada, go in places in Europe, and the only way they can do that is by, quote-unquote, changing their image. I think that was the pressure on the other side.
So you diss your friends to try to, and your supporters.
Or hope they don't notice. That's
what
I think.
They noticed.
Yeah, but they noticed.
Well, we'll see what happens.
And by the way, for people who criticize us, and we had our fair share of criticism, even from our listeners and supporters, thinking we had jumped the gun. I just want to let you know, we know what we're doing here. There were things that we were investigating that we could not publicly state. There's still even some things about what's happened with the Chick-fil-A leadership in Toronto, for example, as they moved into that mm-hmm. liberal city. So I just want to let folks know, you can't let Chick-fil-A just simply slide away. You've got to try to get them to come back, and that's what we're trying to do.
And we've not called for a boycott.
No.
Nor has anybody I know. Now, people are deciding not to go on their own. I didn't. I would have gone last week twice, probably.
Yeah.
But I decided, you know, I can't go right now.
Right.
Because Dan Cathy needs to clear this up for us.
Yep.
And so there's a lot of people taking that road. But we're hoping and praying that the right thing will be done, as Franklin Graham
right.
tweeted or put on his Facebook page on Saturday. There's still time for Chick-fil-A to do the right thing here, but but time's running out.
Yes.
Because every day that they go by is a day you think, well, no, they're doing precisely what we're saying they're doing, and they're hoping this will just go away.
Right.
And you know, the story will die down, as all the stories do.
But I'll say one additional thing. I'm not trying to drag this out here, but one additional thing, and that is, because we're not calling for a boycott, if you betray Christians, it sometimes is a long time before they'll forget it. So even if they clean things up now, there are a lot of people who say, well, I still think you were headed in this direction. Maybe you pulled back at the last second. Good on you, but I'm still going over here. So you don't want this to go – you don't want this damage to deepen for the company's reputation.
We got 1 minute left here, Steve.
Well, I brought in three cuts of presidential candidates. We're going to play one. Every time we find out something about a Democrat candidate that we think you might want to know, if this is going to be your president, do you want this? I want to just bring you every so often these things. This is Mayor Bloomberg, who has just recently announced. And I want you to listen what he said at a conference with the International Monetary Fund in 2018. Listen to this, cut 11.
The problem is in people that don't have a lot of money. And so higher taxes should have a bigger impact on their behavior and how they deal with themselves. So I listen to people saying, oh, we don't want to tax the poor. Well, we want the poor to live longer so that they can get an education and enjoy life. And that's why you do want to do exactly what a lot of people say you don't want to do. The question is, do you want to pander to those people, or do you want to get them to live longer? If you raise taxes on full sugary drinks, for example, they will drink less.
Tax the poor for their own good.
Yeah, that's Michael Bloomberg. New York City was the one who said you can't have certain over restaurants right. can't serve over a certain size.
Well, he wants that for the rest of the nation now.
Yeah, he wants to tax, sin tax.
And it's a regressive tax where we get the poor more than or as much as the rich for their own good.
Yes.
We tax them
tax,
for their own.
If they you tax cigarettes, for example.
They can't handle their own.
They can't buy them, so they live longer.
They can't handle their own intelligence. We have to do that for them. Apparently.
Michael Bloomberg. New York City, coming to a state near you.
All right, folks, have a great day. Keep listening to AFR. We'll see you back here tomorrow.